With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden makes a political trip to Michigan today, where he's facing sharp criticism from anti-Israel Muslims over his handling of the war in Gaza.
Michigan holds the largest concentration of Arab Americans in the nation, and many in the community are upset with Mr. Biden's failure to support a permanent ceasefire. Democrats in the battleground.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Senate's top Republican says drug companies have a good reason to push back on a price-fixing scheme from the Biden administration.
It's the right thing to do. It's the moral thing to do. It's the constitutional thing to do. It's the common sense thing to do. And I cannot for the life of me understand why the president won't agree with that.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Israeli military is flooding tunnels under Gaza with large amounts of water. The effort aims to keep terror group Hamas from using the estimated 350 miles of tunnels they constructed. A federal judge dismisses Disney's free speech lawsuit.
Disney argued a bill signed by DeSantis that transferred control of the Disney World Governing District from supporters of Disney to DeSantis appointees was in retaliation for the company publicly supporting Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law, supported by the governor. The judge ruled Disney didn't have standing to sue. When a law on its face is constitutional, plaintiffs can make free speech claims challenging it because they believe lawmakers acted with unconstitutional motives. The district has provided municipal services around Disney properties for more than five decades. A spokesman for DeSantis says Disney doesn't have a right to its own special government. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is SRN News. The NFL is teaming up with the leading LGBT pressure group.
Super Bowl week in Las Vegas will feature a lot of parties, and the NFL will host one for homosexuals. The league says its Night of Pride with GLAAD, scheduled for February 7th, is designed to, quote, spotlight advances in the future of LGBT inclusion in professional sports, as well as the NFL's commitment to LGBT former and current players. The league says it will also hold a Pride Flag football clinic the same day as the party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania's Supreme Court says a lower court must hear a challenge to the constitutionality of a decades-old state law that limits the use of state Medicaid dollars to cover the cost of abortions. The 3-2 decision overturns the lower court's ruling and puts aside an earlier state Supreme Court decision. The high court's majority says prior decisions did not fully consider the breadth of the protections. This is SRN News. A crash test at the University of Nebraska finds that the nation's guardrails cannot handle the heavy weight of the nation's electric vehicles.
The test crash used an electric-powered pickup truck that was hurled towards a guardrail on a testing ground at the edge of the local municipal airport. The 4-ton 2022 Rivian tore through a heavy guardrail and didn't slow down until it hit a concrete barrier yards away on the other side of the test. The concern around the crash test results come as popularity of electric vehicles rises and transportation officials are sounding alarms around the weight disparity between battery-powered vehicles and gas-powered ones. On the other hand, road safety officials say the heavy weight of the vehicles offers better protection to its occupants. I'm Haya Pinjuan.
A man accused of destroying a satanic display at the Iowa State Capitol is now being charged with a hate crime. More details at SRNnews.com.